With Christmas marking the climax of the year 2018, now focus shifts towards the new year 2019. And what a better way to end 2018 and to start 2019 than making new year resolutions. My name is Mohani Gamaliel, and in this episode we're going to speak about new year resolutions. I'll try to be short so that I will leave you or make sure you have enough time to enjoy your time with family. So when we speak about new year resolutions, there are a number of things that I think I should bring to your attention that can help you make sure that you perfect on your goals and your resolution when it comes to the year 2019. So the first thing you should do, please don't make too many resolutions, because sometimes we tend to be vague, because we tend to overreach, which is not a bad thing, but sometimes we set resolutions that we know very well that within our means it's going to be almost impossible. So have precise, clear, and well-polished resolutions. If you may have two or three, maximum four, so that it can be easier for you to track them down. I was talking with one of my cousins and I was amazed and surprised on how he managed to attain most of his resolutions in the year 2018, and I was asking him exactly what's the secret, and he told me the secret is simple. He divided his resolution into weekly and monthly tasks that help him move towards that ultimate goal. And in these, he had milestones. At the end of every week, he sat down and analyzed, tried to understand how well he has done and what has been his weaknesses in attaining the goals. And he realized that as the weeks went by, he became better and better, because he could correct on the past mistakes and could perfect on his game plan going forward. So if you want to get there, start small. Take daily steps, take weekly steps, strategize, evaluate, and I'm sure you're going to get there. As long as you plan in advance and well in advance, as Marcus Aurelius says, and you have that discreet attention to even the minor things, I'm confident that you're going to make it. Remember that we have the potential to do anything. We have the potential to shape our own destiny, as long as we keep ourselves faithful to God and pray to God, and as long as we remain dedicated and focused on our purpose in life, then we are going to get there. And Marcus Aurelius, today I would like to quote him a lot. I bumped into one of his writings at my friend's place, Wycliffe Cosgay, big up. And he says that we have the potential to do anything, only if we can learn to be indifferent to what makes no difference, right? And this is how we learn, basically, by looking at each thing, both the parts and the whole, looking into the details, keeping in mind that none of them can dictate how we perceive it. They don't impose themselves on us, which is very important. They hover before us and moving. It is we who generate the judgments, inscribing them on ourselves. It means basically that everything that goes on around us, it is us who shape them. Because God did not create the world or did not create man for the world, but instead create the world for man. So basically, you have to understand that. Yeah, you have all it takes. Keep your head up high, stay strong, stay focused, and you are going to get there. Stay positive, because you got what it takes. Today, as I leave you, I would like to leave you with a pledge. And this pledge is still from Marcus Aurelius, and I think it is something that can really help you going to 2019. And it's something that you can ask me to mail you, and I will mail it to you. And you can have it on your wall or somewhere that can always remind you about your commitment. And it says, I believe in myself. I believe in those who work with me. I believe in my employer. I believe in my friends. I believe in my family. I believe that God will lend me everything I need with which to succeed if I do my best to earn it through faithful and honest service. I believe in prayer, and I will never close my eyes in sleep without praying for divine guidance, to the end that I will be patient with other people and tolerant with those who do not believe as I do. Very important. I believe that success is the result of intelligent effort and does not depend upon luck or sharp practices or double-crossing friends, fellow men, or my employer. I believe I will get out of life exactly what I put into it. Therefore, I will be careful to conduct myself towards others as I would want them to act toward me. I will not slander those whom I do not like. I will not slight my work, no matter what I may see others doing. I will render the best service of which I am capable, because I have pledged myself to succeed in life, and I know that success is always the result of conscientious and efficient effort. Finally, and most importantly, I will forgive those who offend me, because I realize that I shall sometimes offend others, and I will need their forgiveness. You know, about the Lord's Prayer, when they say, forgive us as we forgive those who have wronged us, you know, who have wronged against us. It's exactly the same thing. So with that, I would like to say a happy new year 2019. And to all that I've wronged in the year 2018, I would like to ask my humble forgiveness. I'm really sorry. And for those who have wronged me, I've forgiven you. You don't have to worry about the grudges or where we crossed paths in 2018. I believe this pledge by Marcus Aurelius will help us make 2019 even better. So to everyone, to my family, to those who have supported my podcast, to my friends, my special friends, my close inner circle, I would really like to say thank you very much for your support and your commitment, and also for listening in and showering in, bringing in so many good comments. Of course, it has been a blessing to many people, and I'm glad. So, till next time, my name is Mohani Gamalil, and this has been Ball Speak.